Wrapping up Yeshaya Parak Lamed Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches, Le'iloi Nishmas, Avi Mori Pesach David Ben Avraham Nata. So Chizkiyahu is offering his tribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving his life and extending his life in a very poetic way. He Ne'el Shalom, I'm sorry we did that, Ne'el Shalom Arli Mor. Now Ki Lo Sha'ol Todecha, Todecha, Maves Yehalalecha. Sha'ol will not praise you. Death cannot say hallel to you, cannot laud you. Lo yisabru yor devar el amitecha. Those let down into the pit, into the grave, will not long for your truth, your MS. Yotes chai chai hu yodecha kamoni hayom. The living, the living! Before it was the bitter, the bitter! He's got a chorus behind him. The living, the living! Tradition. The living will praise you today just like myself. Kamoni hayom, today. Av levanim, yodia el amitecha. A father will tell his sons of your truth. So grant me life so that I can praise you. Grant me life so I have children to tell them about your miraculous ways. Not that that good-for-nothing Menashe is ever going to appreciate it. Let me be among the truly living. Those who truly appreciate the MS. But also, that the Av Modia O Mechavin Da'as Beno El Amitecha Leha'am Minbach. You want your children to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unfortunately, Menashe is going to be too difficult to work with, but it doesn't mean that Chizkiyahu is going to give up the fight. Once he has the child, he's going to do everything he can to raise him the right way. So, the Sha'ol, Ki lo Sha'ol Todecha Maves Yehalalecha, sounds a lot like Ki ein ba Maves Zichrecha B'Sha'ol Miyodelach, which is in Tehillim. David HaMelech used almost an identical phrase to show, and Rabbi Hirsch explains this very poetically himself, it gives expression to this conviction that death is not a reflection of the divine being and Hashem's function. Death is an integral part of living, of nature's ways as ordained by God. It is, in fact, life itself, because it makes possible Tchias HaMesim, rejuvenating a lost existence. That concept is the immortal cue to the revelation of God, who will always provide man with renewed strength and vitality to perform his divinely ordained duties on earth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu delights in the life of man, but not in his death, if the man lives in accordance with Hashem's will. Even the interred remains of a man, well, the interred remains of a man cannot do homage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but as long as you live, you can. So, you know, as somebody who's had slight contact with the idea of Misa, how much more precious are the moments that we are granted? And Chizkiyahu is somebody who is granted a, literally a new lease on life with 15 additional years. So when he says words like this, they're deeply meaningful. And they really explain what it means that we are finite, we are mortal, and what we do with our time here is so much more precious and so much more special because of that. Because we have a limited amount of time, each accomplishment is that much more precious and valuable. Pasuk Chaf, Hashem Lahoshieni. God said that He will save me. Unegino sai ninnagin kol yimei chayinu al beis Hashem. We will sing my songs all of our lives in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though Hashem's healing was from my personal illness and it was just me, so I could sing, but instead we will sing. I want to share my rejoicing with all the people. We will sing my songs in the place where we all meet, in the Beis HaMikdash, so that HaKadosh Baruch, so that Klal Yisrael can celebrate along with Chizkiyahu. Other Mefarshim say it refers to Chizkiyahu's descendants, that all of us are singing my praise, because without me there are no more descendants. Full-throated songs of praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So wrapping up, Chaf Aleph, Vayomer Yeshayahu. So Yeshayahu now says at the end of this very beautiful and heartfelt writing of Chizkiyah, Hashem says to Chizkiyah the following, Yisu develes te'enim, take a cake of figs, pressed figs pushed together in a cake-like shape, v'yimruchu al hashachin, and place it on the boil. He had a a skin condition that was, maybe we would say it's an infection that was antibiotic resistant, because Yahoo's terminal illness. So put something so simple as a cake of figs on there, v'yechi, and it will heal. No coincidence that that's the same word as v'yechi, and you will live. All of it is connected here. So Chizkiyahu adds this as kind of a PS to the end of his letter. Vayomer Chizkiyahu, Pasuk Chav Beis, the final Pasuk. So Chizkiyahu said, Ma, Os, what a wonder, what a great sign, Ki E'le Beis Hashem, so that I can go up to the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So show the people that I'm going to heal. And by the way, dried figs, are bad for a boil, bad for shchin. They're the worst thing that you can put on shchin. Dermatologists were going wild when Chizkiyahu said this. Put a fig cake on top of a boil? What kind of doctor? Where did he go to medical school? And yet the boil immediately healed. Chizkiyahu said, Ma'os! What a great os. But the real os that most of the rest of the world then saw was the turning back of the clock, quite literally. So Chizkiyahu then concludes, all he was pleading for was a chance to go back to the Beis Hashem. The rest of it wasn't what was driving him. It was the purpose of visiting the Beis HaMikdash, the purpose of showing proper gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the purpose of being healed, and that the nation would be healed as well.